The State Department of Environmental Conservation issued 18 notices of violation involving 48 instances of excessive air emissions since 2010. Environmental Program Specialist Jason Old says they were measured in Ketchikan, Juneau, Haines, Skagway, and Anchorage. Others were spotted while sailing between ports. He says government or contract monitors measured the density of ship smoke.
The confusing way to say it might be that it's the obfuscation of light, and kind of layman's explanation is that we look at the contrasting background and how much of that is obscured by the plume.
Details of the notices are not yet public because the alleged violations and penalties are being negotiated with cruise lines. Old says they could be resolved within 6 months, though it could take longer. He says the standard penalty is about $37,000 per incident. Old says violations were issued to almost all of the major cruise lines serving Alaska.
We have Carnival, Holland America, Princess, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, Celebrity, and then one to Silver Seas.
All the ships are equipped with opacity monitors that actually measure the opacity as the smoke comes out of the stack.
John Binkley heads up Alaska's chapter of the Cruise Lines International Association. He says the ships self-report when their monitors detect excessive emissions, but sometimes that equipment comes up with different measurements than human observers.
And so that's one thing that they may be discussing in these alleged violations is, which do you give more weight to, the actual instrumentation or the person's interpretation of what the smoke looks like?
A number of cruise lines have installed or are in the process of installing stronger pollution control equipment called scrubbers. They mostly target sulfur emissions, but also remove particulates that reduce opacity. In addition to cruise ships, the ferry Columbia was found in violation while it was in Auk Bay, home to Juneau's ferry terminal. Alaska Marine Highway spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says that happened 2 winters ago after new engines were installed.
The department worked with DEC, tested the quality of the air coming out of the exhaust stacks, and sure enough, it wasn't in compliance.
Further adjustments were made, and the Columbia met emission standards. Old says his department took no further action. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.